Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Fears of a gas leak caused around 500 students and staff to be evacuated at a university library in Melbourne, Australia on Saturday. But instead of poisonous vapors, the 40 firefighters and specialists called to the scene found a rotting durian fruit.
There you go.
Stashed in a cupboard somewhere. Yep. Melbourne's Metropolitan Fire Brigade had sent out an alert about a possible chemical hazard at the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology after the smell of gas was reported at the campus library.
So we had fresh durian in here.
Yeah.
That was rotting durian.
Yes. A spokesperson told The Sun that the odorous Southeast Asian fruit set off alarms after it filtered through the air conditioning.
It actually set off alarms. Wow.
Firefighters gave the all clear after the smelly fruit was located and removed.
Wow.
Of course, durians are banned from Singapore's subway system and from many hotels around Asia.
So but the fact that it could set off alarms shows you how powerful that stink is.
Yeah, and especially when it's rotting.
Yeah.
It really put a big one off. A Tennessee woman's birth story has gone viral after she claimed on Twitter that she gave birth by herself in her hotel room during a layover in Turkey on her way to Germany, and she did it by using tutorials on YouTube.
Of course!
Yeah.
You can do any. Ask your wife. She does everything around the house on YouTube.
Absolutely.
You could have saved a lot of money on Caroline.
Tia Freeman, a 22-year-old member of the Air Force, said that she didn't know that she was pregnant until her third trimester. In a series of tweets and GIFs shared, she explained that the birth control she was on prevented her from getting her period every month, and she hadn't gained any extra weight, so she didn't have a reason to suspect anything. She was initially in denial and had an upcoming trip booked to Germany, so rather than cancel, she decided to go anyway, and it was a 14-hour flight. She said there was a complimentary meal. Everything had meat in it. I'm a vegetarian, so I was like, I can't eat this, but it's 14 hours and it's too long, so I decided to eat the salmon, hoping I wouldn't get sick. The salmon. Yep. Freeman said that she started cramping about an hour before they were scheduled to land. She wasn't sure if it was due to the flight or what she had eaten.
Doesn't seafood help promote going into labor?
I'm not sure. There's some seafoods you're not supposed to
eat.
I do know that when you're pregnant. So anyhow, she closed her eyes and she tried to sleep it off. She didn't realize she was in labor until they landed in Turkey, where she had a 17-hour layover. She claims that she tried to Google whether she was in labor, but her water didn't break, so she wasn't sure. She said, I'm not giving birth in this airport, so I started gassing myself up because I am not having a baby in this airport, she tweeted. She made it through customs and eventually to her hotel, where she watched a YouTube clip on how to deliver a baby.
Jesus.
Said she filled the bathtub full of warm water, grabbed a towel to bite onto, and timed her contractions, which at that point were 1 minute apart. She said, luckily, it happened quickly. I only had to push five or six times before the baby popped out. She said, let me tell you, babies are buoyant. She said that little joker went bloop and floated right up to the top of the water. She gave birth to a boy named Xavier Atta. She allegedly used Google to figure out how to deliver the placenta and placed it in a sanitation bag. She said she sanitized shoelaces using a teapot to clamp the umbilical cord before cutting it with one of her knives. What
there was the no hell? Moderately decent medical care within the area?
I have no idea why she did this.
It's not like she was in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
You know, she was in a major area. Preston, apparently at the end of the YouTube video, there was an ad for a tactical flashlight, and she bought that too.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. She said, umbilical cord cut, and I did a mighty fine job, if I do say so myself. At this point, exhaustion is beginning to set in, but I need to clean up the bathroom because it looked like the set of a horror movie.
Oh, my God.
She said she wrapped the baby in a towel, breastfed him, and went to sleep. She allegedly made him a shirt out of one of hers and returned to the airport the next day via a taxi to ask the airline staff what to do next. So she said they called in customs, the police, and a doctor and a nurse came in to check my baby and to see if I actually gave birth. And the airline higher-ups were there as well. I was bombarded with questions, but I finally proved that I wasn't a trafficker. They thought maybe she was trying to steal a baby.
Yeah.
During this, I called the U.S. Embassy in Turkey, and she thanked the Turkish Airlines and shared that staffers bought Xavier his first outfit before bringing her to the U.S. consulate. And she applied for his birth certificate and passport and was taken to the hospital.
Well, I think it's amazing. Wow. I think she might be a little loony.
Yeah. Go to the hospital.
Go to the freaking hospital.
Find a doctor. That's probably...
I need a Wi-Fi connection.
A lot of things could have gone wrong. They didn't, but they could have gone wrong. I love this story. This is out of a place called Lordstown, Ohio. A local farmer is going to extreme measures to show that he's not happy with some of the county residents. Harvey Lutz is his name. Now, he planned to sell his farm property to the company that owns TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
But the people, excuse me, in Lordstown aren't happy about the idea of the traffic, and so they wanted to put the deal in jeopardy.
And they're more Ross people.
Well, listen to this. Lutz said, fine. What I'll do is I'll raise chickens for the Kentucky Fried Chicken Company instead.
Oh, boy.
And to give his neighbors an idea of what they would be in for, he dumped chicken manure all over the land. And he wrote, guess what? I'm allowed to build a chicken barn if I want. And that's my statement. So I'm working with two barns, 650 feet long, 55,000 birds per yard.
Jesus.
Per barn. He said, wake up, smell the roses, maybe. Hopefully instead of manure. So he said, Lutz said that he's hopeful he proved his point and the original land deal will be given the green light. But he says that he's prepared to make good on his threat to become a mega chicken farmer. Those things stink, dude.
Wow.
They're horrible smelling.
It's quite a statement. Does TJ Maxx sell chickens?
No, they don't. Oh. So he's putting up a roadblock. All right. And then finally, we'll end with this story. In Florida, a man accused of practicing karate kicks on swans at a park appeared before a judge on Friday morning. Rocco Joseph Mantella was granted a $1,000 bond after being charged with animal cruelty charges. Witnesses reported seeing a man at downtown Orlando's Lake Eola, later identified as Mantella, kicking animals throughout the park. Witness told officers that he saw the man practicing karate kicks and then kicked two swans in the head.
Stop looking at me, swan!
And another one in the back end. The kicks were hard
enough. He was upset.
To knock down a swan.
Stop looking at me, swan!
And the man also kicked a small duck that appeared to be resting.
You have offended my pond.
Mantella was arrested at the park, and obviously...
Look at this picture.
They took him off the jail. He's
He looks like Dov Davidoff.
Yeah. You're right. More psychotic version of Dov.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
So the family of a South Carolina woman, this is a terrible story, who died in April of 2016 on a Dallas-bound American Airlines flight, has filed a wrongful death suit against the airline. And I can see why. The parents of Brittany Oswell, who was only 25 at the time of her death, allege that the airline refused to divert the plane for an emergency landing despite a doctor's repeated recommendation that it do so.
It's my understanding they have to listen to the doctor.
And they failed to provide proper working medical equipment and supplies on the plane. Oswell and her husband, Corey, were flying home from Hawaii when a few hours into the flight, Brittany became dizzy and fainted. The doctor on board examined her once she regained consciousness and believed that the nurse was having a panic attack. But an hour to 3 hours later, as the plane flew over New Mexico, Brittany became violently ill. And it was at this point that the doctor examined Oswell again and told the flight crew to divert the plane to the nearest airport. The suit says the doctor, who was a passenger on the flight, told flight attendants three times to land at the nearest airport and spoke to both the captain and American Airlines on-call physician.
Huh.
With about 90 minutes left to Dallas-Fort Worth, the captain decided to just continue the rest of the scheduled flight rather than make an emergency landing.
So Dr. Mike was on a flight, and a guy passed out, and he revived him on the flight. Is there a doctor on board? And it was Dr. Mike. And he says that at that point, they landed at the closest hospital because, and he has, a doctor would have the right to say that.
You gotta land this plane.
Yeah.
You gotta land. About an hour before landing, Oswell stopped breathing. She never regained consciousness. She died at the medical center 3 days later. Doctors say she suffered a blood clot in her lung.
That Jesus. That sucks.
The suit also alleges the medical equipment on board, including a defibrillator and a blood pressure monitor, was broken and unusable. So they are suing. I can understand. A furious fast foodie.
Furious fast foodie.
Flipped out in a Staten Island Popeyes after she tried to order from a discount menu that you can only find at Wendy's.
Hmm.
The woman ticked off the tirade.
Where's your Wendy's menu?
Which included slamming a chair through a window, was caught on tape. The frenzy began when the hot-headed customer tried to get food at the Popeyes. She wanted something off of the 4-for-4 menu, but soon learned that Popeyes doesn't have that menu. Wendy's, not Popeyes, offers 4-for-4.
Where's your pizza?
Then the woman ordered a meal anyway, sat down to eat, and had words with the employees on the way out. Security footage shows her stick her tongue out, wave her middle fingers in the air. I think Nick's done that before.
Yeah.
And swing a large poster board at the front door for her friend for her finale. The woman picked up a chair and bashed it into the eatery's plate glass window, shattering it. So cops describe her as being between 18 and 25 years old, and they're asking for people
look at this lunatic.
Any information to contact them. Yes.
We're watching this idiot at the wrong restaurant.
I only have one more story.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
What the hell's going on here?
All right. I guess time-wise, we got to move it along. How about this? This is wild. A 7-year-old girl lost part of her leg to cancer. But she's determined that it won't stop her from dancing. She loves her name is Amelia Eldred. She loves swimming, athletics, running, bike riding. She's vowed that she will dance again after she was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, and it's bone cancer, and it was in her left femur. After 5 grueling weeks of chemotherapy, followed by surgery to amputate the limb, the lower part of her leg was reattached backwards. In a rare procedure called rotationplasty.
I've never heard of this.
To allow the ankle joint to work as a knee joint. So they basically attach her ankle to her knee, but backwards. And she will soon be able to use a prosthetic limb that her foot can slip into, and it will bend like a knee joint.
This is brilliant.
Isn't that wild?
So they could, so it'll bend the right way to use the prosthesis.
Yes. And so there's a picture of her with a foot on her left leg backwards. She told the BBC how she felt about the surgery. She said, it doesn't feel that different, but it is different when I have to move because it's the other way around. When I move it up or down or side to side, she said, I got the other way because it's the wong way around. So
she'll learn to use it.
Yes.
Her nerves will. It's almost like switching the controls on a PlayStation controller. Different axes.
The inverted controls. A scan has showed that her bones are fusing well together, and it's expected that she could have a prosthesis fitted in around 3 months' time. In that, I've never heard of that procedure before. But apparently they can.
A miracle.
Do it.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.